was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor, while the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls a string. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings. As the night folds in on a rising tide, look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back, fellow Freedom Screamers. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer, sitting in for Tom on Resurrect the Republic, which is going out on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Please support the show by supporting the hosts. You support the station by supporting the sponsors. Please go to ResurrectTheRepublic.com or CourtroomWatch.org, and please support this. If you value the information you're hearing here, and you're not going to hear this on any of the other events or shows or programs, whatever you want to call them. This is why this is an event. You're going to learn something tonight. It was fascinating to me to find out that we had the same Clinton family, the British Admiralty Clinton family, running both sides of the revolution, with George the Older and Sir Henry on one side as British Admiral and commander of the British forces in the Revolutionary War, and their direct relatives, George the Younger, DeWitt, and Sir Henry Clinton. And they were vice president under Jefferson, British, and James was the American Army officer, brigadier general for the Americans. I mean, they were like, you know, and of course these guys didn't get their hands too much dirty. They sent everybody else out to the front lines, knowing full well that this was a singular family called the Clinton family, British Admiralty, you know, obviously Masons. The title of the book that revealed that they were related was called Master Builder of the Empire State. Master Builder of the Empire State. That's always the Masonic reference. They refer to themselves as the Master Builders. So, I mean, it's right there in plain sight, and that's their motto, hide in plain sight. So, Keith, did you have any comments on the Clinton situation with the same Clinton family just juggling both sides in that supposed Revolutionary War? And really infiltrating our supposed republic right from the very beginning with members of the British Royal or the British Admiralty, which are obviously intimately connected with the royal family. They don't let their enemies become their admirals. Believe me, I can assure you of that, people. So, any comments, Keith, on that?
Well, I just going to make a quick comment about it. You got to remember now, the War of 1812. Was started because the bank we had the government had money, but because of the war, the bankers declared us not having any money. Now, supposedly, if you do a little research and studying, which I've done some, I've not been able to do a whole lot. There is a nugget, as we call it, that will pop up somewhere. They'll prove that we actually had money still. First thing, second thing is you can remember all wars are bankers' war. So, how better place could you play it? Here in the United States, playing the both sides of the coin as a banker, and playing both sides over Europe as a banker. So they were able to soak up the money from both sides, both here and Europe, and become what we know today as one of the most powerful families there is. And that can be proven very easily because many, many times articles I've read is if we brought down the Clinton Foundation, we bring down the whole financial market. and the financial system, not just here, but all over the world. So that says enough right there in itself. So,
yeah.
What's interesting, that's one of the things that a lot of people don't do and think about is when we start talking about our forefathers and all, they don't think about stopping and seeing who are the ones who, not just the forefathers, but who had their thumb on the what and how we become still and stayed under British law all this time, and who were the players. I mean, out of the 53 people who signed the Declaration of Independence, 35 of them were all part of Masons. Well, that should tell you something right there. You know, so it's one of the things I encourage people, and that's why when I started this years ago, started studying history and started filing, putting some of the stuff together, it intrigued me so much because it just seemed like everyone said, well, there's different. No. If you study back the tree, it comes back to, most of it all comes back to, well, let's do it, say it the right way. It all comes back to the Temple of Baal. And this is one area that a lot of people don't want to get into because then if they find out about the Baal, then they start finding out all the, you know, the Masons, the witchcraft, and, you know, anything to do with secret society. And all of it still circles around. Go back to Deuteronomy 18th chapter, read the last half of it. All that stuff is there in front of your nose. And it's just, it's all Luciferian stuff. I sit here, I look at stuff all the time about, you know, this and this and this. It's all so much of being pushed into this New Age movement. But if they sit down and do a little research, they find out the New Age movement actually came out of the Catholic Church. It's just another way for them to control us.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, well, you turn back to the Lord first. Obviously, that's because this battle gets overwhelming and the information gets overwhelming. That's why when it does get overwhelming, I turn it over to the Lord. At that point, that's the best thing you can do. He wants us to do that. We're delegated to do that. Don't get overwhelmed with this stuff. Just absorb it. Take this knowledge and work with it. Now, I'd like to read something else here, another definition, and because when you mention how far back this goes and the bankers kind of are absolutely funding both sides, you know, the war, who was it that said war is the health of the state? And I'm not saying that statement is a good statement. It's the destruction of it's the actual disease that society suffers is the war machine. I'm not saying defense of your property or your nation is bad. And most of our military guys are serving for the right reasons. They have honor in their hearts, but they need to realize that the overall society system that they're working in is so corrupted that it's not just bad. It can be very evil what it does. Ends of court. I'd like to read the definition. And so here's how everything is kind of bound together through the. And this is what the bankers use to enforce their edicts. On both sides, whether it was the British Admiralty and the Crown on the east side of the Atlantic Ocean, those Masons, or whether it was the Masons over in America wanting their freedom. Of course, they always want their freedom, but they always set up some tyranny, especially at the local level. It doesn't give anybody else their freedom, or insists on violating somebody else's freedom. And it really became clear to me after this Clinton thing that it was definitely bunch of Masons on the west side of east side of the Atlantic, England, fighting with a bunch of Masons on the west side of the Atlantic who were sick of their, you know, their other guys, you know. But what they gave us is a republic, and this is a problem I have with the Constitution. It's all top heavy with the witch's court, all over the place. The courts will be structured this way, and you have all these courts over these courts under those courts. It was like they kind of knew that if they set it up to be top heavy with courts, they could slip the tyranny back in little at a time. Within 200 years, basically take us back over it. And I would argue they completely have. We're a third world banana republic right now. We barely have a sliver of a middle class left. They've all been driven down into the poor class. And a few corporate contract people jump up a level and start making money out of this. New York is awful. New York State gives taxpayer dollars to over 250 Chinese corporations that have set up shop. And those are nothing more than arms of the PLA, the People's Liberation Army, which has nothing to do with liberation. It has to do with the People's Enslavement Army. And hundreds of Chinese corporations have set up just in New York State, and they take money from the poor people who can't afford to pay their heat bill and can't afford to eat good food. They take and give it to the Chinese, basically to the Chinese military, to set up shop here in New York. And with those corporations and all the agents of the state, all the bureaucracy, administrations and departments and agencies that they've set up, layers upon layers, and of course, you know, all of a sudden you have as many, half the people in the state either working for the government or working for a corporation that gets a government contract. And that makes it very difficult. And if at that point, if you can convince all the useful idiots that we're a democracy and all they have to do is vote for this or vote for that, and it becomes law, unfortunately, most state police have been brainwashed into believing whatever the state legislature passes, that's the law. It's not law. That's toilet paper that comes from a bunch of attorneys who are members of the same club called the bar that enforces it through the court. So once again, bar, attorneys passing the laws are all members of the bar. You don't get to run for Democrat or Republican ticket in New York unless you're a member of the bar, unless you're an attorney. Only the attorneys get to run. Someone just can't, or somebody who's been with the military, and almost all of those guys are from one of the intelligence units in the military. I've watched it happen here in New York. I've heard them interviewed. I've seen this happen time after time after time. It's either some military, high up military officer that came out of one of the intelligence branches in the military, or a member of the bar. Now, so it's the bar, and so the bankers have been able to use, since they were able to infiltrate our revolution by putting George Clinton the Younger, giving him his start as a law clerk in Ulster County, New York, working his way up to become best friends with George Washington, the governor of New York, the first New York when it was a state, the first governor of New York State after the Revolution, and vice president twice under Jefferson and Madison. Since they were able to infiltrate the Revolution through the Clintons, half the family British, the entire family related, half playing British, half playing American, playing the role, so to speak, if they could just control, and then having the Constitution set up where it's really, really top-heavy with courts, and when you read the Constitution, it's scary to me that they would put that much structure in the courts that would, and it did exactly what it was intended to do. It allowed for perfect tyranny if they wanted it to be that way, and they did want it to be that way from the beginning, and it is that way now. The courts are absolutely tyrannical. Look what they're doing to Tom LaCavara. So here's the thread that binds. It's the Masons are the thread that binds, but here's how the Masons practically, in practice, infiltrate and promulgate, spread throughout our society and through our legal system. And it's called, a simple three words, it's called, and here this is once again, right out of the American Heritage Dictionary of the English Language, and it's called Inns of Court, and that's capital I, N as in Nancy, another N as in Nancy, and then S, I-N-N-S, like an inn, like where you would stay, like a hotel. So it says Inns of Court, with a capital I and a capital C. Now listen to this very carefully. Inns of Court, the four legal societies in England founded about the beginning of the 14th century, consisting of Gray's Inn, Lincoln's Inn, the Inner Temple, and the Middle Temple, which have the exclusive right to confer the degree of barrister on law students. Okay. The four legal societies in England founded about the beginning of the 14th century. That's the 1300s. That's right after William Wallace and the Scots fought for their freedom. And William Wallace, Braveheart character, Bannockburn Bridge, Robert the Bruce, where the Scots came down on the bridge. That's a matter of factual history. And so is William Wallace. Don't let anybody tell you he was a fiction or just a character in the poetry of Blind Harry. I was reading through a Tartan Clan book that has all the pictures of all the little plaids that they have for their kilts and stuff. And he was acknowledged. Sir William Wallace said who his father was and who his brothers were. His birth date was right there at that time. So he's a factual historical character. Anyway, so the four legal societies in England, founded in the late 1300s, consisting of Gray's Inn, Lincoln's Inn, the inner temple and the middle temple. Note the Masonic reference to the Masonic temples. That's what they call their, this is a religion. It's called the temples. And the inner temple and the middle temple, that's rising up in the ranks. 29th, 30th, 33rd degree Mason. Masonic temple, that's what they call their lodges. They used to call them Masonic temples. Then they switched over. They realized, uh-oh, they're going to realize that we're a religion, and one of our mandates, if you're going to join, is to deny the existence of God. I spoke to someone recently who said he was inducted into the Order of Demo Lay, and because they were telling him he had to deny the existence of God, he decided to leave. No joke. So anyway, so you got the inner temple and the middle temple, which have the exclusive right, they're claiming the right, to confer the degree of barrister on law students. That means they decide who gets admitted to the bar. Barrister is a lawyer. The degree of barrister, that's the bar, on law students. So they have the exclusive right to determine which students become members of the bar. And once you're a member of the bar, it doesn't matter if you're in England, if you're in America, you're obeying the tenets of the bar. This goes back to the late 1300s, people. Okay? This has been going on for a long while. And these inns of court, these four legal societies, are still running the show. They run them through the Masonic temples and lodges. And they're all throughout the sheriff's department and the courts. I had a high sheriff of a major county on the East Coast admit to me that he was he worked with the Masons on the child ID program. And that was one of the scariest admissions I ever heard, that the police, and he didn't say that the Masons are working with us. He said, we at the sheriff's department are working with the Masons on the child ID program, where they database everybody's kid. Now, what are the Masons, Freemasons, doing databasing strangers' children? That's sick, and that's scary. You know what they're doing. Okay, so, and when you see the courts start seizing children through the surrogate and administrative courts, especially in New York, I watch it happen a lot, they're experts at building cases on single mothers who have minor issues and then taking their kids. And guess who the first person that gets appointed to examine the kid after CPS comes and takes it away from the mother? Catholic Family Charities, run by the Vicar General. Online, it says Vicar General David Berberi in Albany, New York. JCL, moderator of the Curia, Catholic Charities, Catholic Family Center. So the courts are being used to dish everything off. So once again, this is how it all comes back to the vicar's office. So, and looking up Oxford and seeing that the Oxford movement in 1833 sought to unite the Church of England and the Church of Rome, you can be assured they've done it long since. It doesn't take them 150 years to consolidate. It's obvious they've already done it. The bar is using the courts to seize as much property and as much human flesh, and usually in the form of little kids and child protective service cases that they build. Frivolous cases, too. I've seen it happen. I mean, ridiculous stuff. The parents didn't fill out the paperwork the right way, or they didn't comply with some order from the witch's court. And they take their kids, zing, right off to the... Okay, so it shows you how far back this bar goes. Four legal societies in England since the 1300s have claiming the exclusive right. It doesn't say just the right to determine in some cases. It says the inner temple, the middle temple, which have the exclusive right to confer the degree of barrister on law students. The barrister is a lawyer. They're determining who enters the bar. It's been the same group of pigs out of England in the banking establishment. The Rothschilds are taking care of the currency and the financing. The bar takes care of the inns of court, and the Masonic lodges take care of the courts. Everything gets dished off back to the vicar general or some type of churchly thing, because that's how you fool people. You wrap it up in Christ. You wrap it up in the cross and go around and, you know, pretend you're with God. And when you're actually with nothing more than a giant bank, a giant cult, and a giant power structure that's using vicars on a local basis to control us and take as much of our property as we have so we're as poor as possible. And poor people aren't going to be able to go to a protest. They're not going to be able to go down and hand out jury nullification flyers and print them out and take a day off. You know, they got to go to work. And people who are struggling can't go buy extra ammo and extra, you know, firearms to protect, or extra food. And, you know, people are scrapping for money. They're not going to be able to eat good, clean food. They're going to have to eat the GMO food or whatever they can get cheap. And believe me, so this is not a pretty picture that's painted to us by either faction of these Masons that have infiltrated our American Revolution. I mean, the guys at the Founding Fathers may have been very well-intentioned. Best case scenario is they really let themselves get scammed in a big way by this Clinton family, and I don't believe that for a minute. These weren't stupid men. These were major landowners and big block, you know, the American Revolution was rather elitist. I mean, the little guy fought it. Sure, the farmer fought it, and they like to make big deal out of the stories of the average guy and the little guy coming up with his tomahawk and his rifle and spy, see him kissing his wife and the kids goodbye, and he'll be back on that farm in a few years, or maybe he'll give his life for his new nation. Now, the guys who were signing those documents, and really, those were a rather elitist bunch of guys. And I don't think, ultimately, they really had the good of the people at heart. I believe that they had their own good interest at heart, and they figured that what was good for them was good for everybody. And if that was the case, they would have not set up the Constitution like they did, once again, top-heavy with witches' courts, after witches' court, after federal court, after circuit court, after district court, after court, to where heads are spinning, and look what happened. We got the inner temple and the middle temple, which are nothing more than Masonic lodges, determining who enters the bar. Who do you think they're loyal to? They don't hide it in New York. They swear, number one, to protect the judge, number two, to protect the opposing attorney, which is usually the state attorney, the prosecutor, and number three is last on the list to serve the client. So, you know, the system is really screwed up. And this is why I've just always got I'm very suspicious when another round of elites and very, you know, the Uber, and I don't begrudge anybody wealth. If they earned it honestly, and great, be wealthy. Everybody should be wealthy. I want everybody to be rolling. But unfortunately, when you have one batch of elitists replacing another batch of elitists, when you have one batch of Masons replacing the other batch of Masons, and that's the worst-case scenario, is what you're seeing is a bunch of New World Order people who think, well, we're the right side of the New World Order. We're the good, we're the godly side, and the other side is the Luciferian. So our New World Order crowd is going to be really make a good New World Order with King Arthur coming in on a white horse, and we'll fix it all from the top down. Blah. Never happens that way. It's got to be from the bottom up. Buy local, fix local. Keith, you got anything to say?
Not really.
All right, then I'm just going to keep spewing until the bottom of the hour. But it pisses me off to no end that we keep getting scammed every time a new batch of quote-unquote leaders come down the pike. You know, it seems to things end up the same way they were before. So I thought that was fascinating to find out about the Clinton family. I encourage people to do their own research. If you think I'm wrong or if I'm reading it, you know, if you think I'm making this up, like I said, that was all out of the American Heritage Dictionary of the English language. And let me, in case we have some new listeners out here who didn't get this one, I'm going to do this till the bottom of the hour real quick. And I was also in the same dictionary. I wanted to look up exactly, because I hear a lot of, I mean, I got to say, useful idiots in the alternative media and the truth media, some big names, claiming that ISIS are radical Muslims and ISIS represents radical Islam. The biggest bunch of crap I've ever heard in my life. I opened up the dictionary and listened to what it says. ISIS. This is ISIS with a K. Oh, there's two of them, just like George Clinton. There's an ISIS with a one next to it, a little one up in the corner, and an ISIS with a little two next to it. Not a Roman numeral like ISIS the first or ISIS the second. I'm just talking, they're indicating two different definitions of the same word, just like George Clinton. One's a British admiral, the other one's a vice president of the United States under Jefferson and Madison. They were both alive during the Revolutionary War, and it turns out they're related. One of them gave the other their start at the Ulster as a law clerk. I wonder which entered Middle Temple confirmed. I'll bet you he didn't have any trouble getting confirmed by the Middle Temple to be a barrister, a lawyer, so he could go over to the New Republic in the colonies, which later became the U.S. I bet you he didn't have any trouble getting confirmed to the colonies, which we became the U.S. in our supposed revolution, which we supposedly fought for our supposed freedom. ISIS I, an ancient Egyptian goddess of fertility and sister and wife of Osiris. Okay, so she's an ancient Egyptian goddess who married her brother. Ugh. ISIS II, see Oxford. Huh? Yeah, it says ISIS, capital I, small S-I-S, ISIS, just like the Egyptian, spelled the exact same way as the Egyptian goddess who married her brother. Ugh. And then ISIS 2, go see Oxford. What do you mean go see Oxford, okay? I've turned my dictionary to the O section for Oxford, and guess what I found? Oxford. The county seat of Oxfordshire, England, on the Thames, that's a river, locally called ISIS, 52 miles northwest of London, site of Oxford University, population 109,000 at the time this dictionary was written. Did you get that? The locals call their Oxford, their city there, ISIS. And you know what's at Oxford? Oxford University. And you all do know that that's where all the MI6 graduates come from. And just underneath Oxford, locally called ISIS, 52 miles northwest of London, site of Oxford University, population 109,000. Oxford Movement, a movement within the Church of England that originated at Oxford University in 1833. It sought to link the Anglican Church more closely to the Roman Catholic Church. Ha, ain't that precious. Since 1833, they've been linking the Church of England and the Vatican. They're way ahead of us right now, folks. They've got people in places, and it's scary. That's why every time I hear a world order comment come out of a nominee, or a let's make the drug war bigger, or let's go after those cannabis growers and smokers in Colorado and everywhere else because good people don't use marijuana. Jeff Sessions is a pig if he thinks that. He's really a bad person because it helps a lot of people, and the government has no business making the drug, executing any drug war on our people. The government's warring against its own people in a prohibition-style purge. Remember, prohibition didn't work, everybody. Remember Sessions. Remember Mr. Trump. Remember prohibition. All it did was create gang violence and blood in the streets. As soon as they repealed it, remember Mr. President and his team? Yeah, as soon as they repealed prohibition, all the violence went away. Oh, but boy, then the prison, you wouldn't be able to pack the prisons. You wouldn't be able to have performance and payment bonds on all these cases going through the witch's court. And you wouldn't be able to give all your military supplies to local police departments and then go out and bill the taxpayer for a whole nother round of new Chinese junk that the military doesn't need or want. So, Keith, have I said anything that strikes an interest in you before we go to the bottom of the hour?
Well, just the only thing it did is just you have to understand that what you're talking about from the original ISIS goes back to the Temple of Baal. It's all there. It's just you got to work your way through
the very ancient. Absolutely, it's biblical. It's absolutely biblical. Oh, and speaking of biblical, this show stands on Scripture, Psalms 94:16. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? And speaking of biblical, I have two interesting books called The Missing Books of the Bible, Volume 1 and 2, and we'll get into that in the next show. But I wanted people to please support this. Well, we'll catch you on the other side of the hour and give you some information. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer on the RBN Network. Stay with us.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
I have actually been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord, and when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, I think we're in remission. I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
The new challenge will allow you to receive 2 months of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies free. And we'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer sitting in for Tom on Resurrect the Republic on the RBN Network. Thank you for staying with us tonight. Please support Tom. Tom needs your help. ResurrectTheRepublic.com. If you could pull out a couple of dollars a week and help out Tom, that would be fantastic. He's sitting there in 22 out of every 24 hours a day. Supposedly, they're going to put him back in general population. That's not much of a victory. At least it's out of the torture chamber of complete isolation. I mean, if you did that to an animal, you'd get arrested by the Humane Society. And they're doing it to the guy who's supposed to be hosting this show right now. Not supposed to be me. I'm doing the best I can. I'm enjoying it as best I can under the sad circumstances that it's taking place under. So please support Tom at ResurrectTheRepublic.com. Please support Courtroom Observers, which is what I do, at CourtroomWatch.org. If you value what you hear tonight, if you've learned something, you heard something you won't hear, I guarantee, I listen to the other shows. You don't hear really anything historically educational, anything super meaningful. There's a lot of kind of regurgitating of whatever's going around the international wires. And some of it's interesting to get little updates, but it's not going to do anything for your deep knowledge. And it's certainly not going to inspire you to activism, which is another thing that we do here that the other shows do not do. There's not much activism there. There's, hey, buy our products, hey, you know, spread the link, but, you know, what can you do? You can do a lot. You can call the vicar. You can call Sheriff Trapp in Lane County, Oregon, and command Tom's release nicely but firmly. And when they say why, give them a couple reasons. Tom didn't hurt anybody. Society cannot be a victim. There's no proof of possession. Proximity is not possession. there you go. Boom. Please send me an affidavit from Tom's victim. Thank you. I'm going to call you every day until you send it to me. Be real nice. Give me your email address and keep calling them. It'll give you an excuse to call every day on Tom's behalf. Hey, I didn't get your email yet from a victim of Tom's crime. Society cannot be a victim. It's a fictitious entity. And keep breaking their balls doing that. And call them every day and tell them I didn't get your email yet with the affidavit from that victim because there isn't one. Society cannot be a victim. Let Tom go now. I wouldn't even say please. I'm respectfully commanding you to open the jail door and let Tom out. Or else there may be a situation in the near future where the sheriff and these feds, they have to go in to the same very cages they were locking us in. I don't care if they're 95 years old wearing a diaper in a retirement home. They're going to get dragged out by their ear and put in the cage that they're putting Tom in right now. It's absurd. Like I said, if they're doing to Tom, if they were did to an animal, a dog, what they're doing to Tom, they'd be arrested by the state police and the Humane Society the next immediately. 22 hours in a cage a day? Are you kidding me? So anyway, we all should be angry about this. Don't lose your cool too much and swear or start threatening people overtly on the phone. But I think saying that they could be in the same jail they built for us is a legitimate threat. That's not a threat of violence or anything unlawful. After a speedy trial, you're going to be put in prison, best case scenario, Officer So-and-so. So please call on behalf of Tom. Call the sheriff who's kidnapped him and holding him in a cell as an abductee. Sheriff Trapp at 541-682-4150. That's 541-682-4150. The Vickers are 503-234-5334. We can't forget about Tom, folks. Let's not get comfortable with him being kidnapped by a federal corporation pretending to be a government. It's called operating under color of law. Look it up. 503-234-5334. Judicial Vicar Pat Brennan and Vicar General Pete Smith. These are the hands-on court managers, the men behind the curtain. They can't stand to get the phone calls. Give them a call. Require that they push the buttons to let Tom. Oh, and don't forget Jeff Sessions, he's about to be confirmed to be the new Justice Department. Let's see some justice. Let's stop seeing just these prosecutions that are nothing more than persecutions, and let's see some justice. Justice would be there's no victim to Tom's allegation. We all know society is a fictitious entity and cannot be a victim. Let Tom go. Come on. You want to do godly work, Mr. Vicar? You're claiming to be with the church and you're all this godly work? All right, let's get this man's being kidnapped and held unlawfully in a cage. Let him go now. Who did he hurt? You can't show a victim. You can't hold him. Or it's kidnapping. So please don't forget about Tom. And support Tom at ResurrectTheRepublic.com and support the courtroom observers at CourtroomWatch.org. And I urge people to go there if you want something to do. If you're sick of the bitching and moaning and you want to do something, I encourage you to download, I believe it's in a PDF file, the jury nullification flyer, print out 50 copies, and hand them out on the morning of jury selection. It'll take you 45 minutes. You go just before work, between 8:30 and 9 in the morning, just as the doors are opening at the courthouse. Take you half an hour, plus your drive time. Not a big investment in time or risk. You do it on the public sidewalk out front. You can even do it in the courthouse, but I suggest you do it first outside out front where they're going to get hassled a little bit less. Because, you know, I mean, even though you have the right, they can still come up and they'll still kind of screw around with you. So do it outside. Don't block any doorways. Go to courtroomwatch.org, download the jury nullification flyer, pass it out to everybody you know. Put it up on light poles. Put it up on the bulletin board at the coffee shop. Hand it to people if they're talking freedom. Oh, here, boom, have a stack of them in your car and just hand out the jury nullification flyer. They're scared to death of it. I know from people on the inside. They really know that it's their Achilles heel. It'll bring them down because once the jury knows that it doesn't matter what the judge threatens you or tells you or you have to only apply the law as the judge gives it to you. No, the jury knows they can vote their conscience and let somebody go even if they're technically guilty of breaking a statute, which are all made-up bogus piles of toilet paper that come from these state capitals anyway. Albany, Washington, D.C. are the most notorious places for the center of tyranny. But do we have any callers, Mike? If we do, you just chime in. Let's go to Red in Colorado. Can you give us 5 or 6, 7 minutes, Red, but give us a few minutes toward the end of the show so I can wrap it up with some more information. Go ahead, buddy.
I'm here. This is Bubba Scout, Red. First team for the Pentagon. We know exactly what you're talking about, Medford County, Oregon. That's in that 541 area code. You're not going to get any help there. That's a real bad spot. It only takes 10 out of 12 to convict people on. I know it's against the Constitution, but that's what they're about. Get with us. Get with the program here in Colorado. You got to start. We're federal witnesses for the Joint Chiefs, and we started because we followed the U.S. Justice Department Criminal Division guidelines on false prosecution. Now, you didn't know about that. If you tell lawyers about it, they'll say they know. They ain't going to follow them. We did, and that's what got us evidence to set the Joint Chiefs. We can do something, but you got to phone. Look, you can phone the Catholic Church. They're not on your side. We could do a whole seminar on why that won't work. We know what you're talking about, Vickers. We looked into this. We sent our evidence to the United States Attorney General. They refused to take it and put it to the FBI guineas. We call them government intruder, no intelligence, the main building in D.C. And they covered it up. But we got a document through our Congress. It took two congressmen to send it to the Attorney General. It was covered up. They didn't even tell us they were switching it to the FBI guineas. We got the document. We showed it to federal agents in person from them. They said, hold on to it. This is all evidence piling up against your Justice Department that's rigged because Mr. Leader of the Free World told you it's rigged. I mean, don't listen to us. Listen to them. Look, dial 703-697-9121, 24/7. Get a hold of this General Dunfor and his... We found out today from General Dunfor that this mad dog who's running the Office of Secretary of Defense, he's not a former commandant. He was general. We thought there are two Marine Corps commandants now. One was the general. Well, he's the boss of General Dunfor. But what we're telling you is call that number like you want this resolved. It's got to be resolved one way, order in America. How can a state like Oregon have most convictions with 10 out of 12? That's the only state in the union. They're trying to challenge it. You heard about that?
No, I have that. That's new to me. I've not heard that 10 as far as I knew, one juror could deadlock the jury, and it could at least be, if they're only requiring 10 out of 12, that's highly, highly unlawful and against everything from the Constitution to common law to unalienable. I mean, that's disgusting. I mean, what's next? Just a military tribunal on everything, I guess.
Now, this is an outrage on top of outrage, but you can't get through Guinea World through them. It's all rigged. And they said a murder case, you needed 12 out of 12. But for almost every other case in front of them, 10 out of 12.
They're running the same type of scam here in New York with bench trials, and I'm sure they're doing this around the nation. I know they are in other states as well, but they claim that if there's less than 6 months of jail time possibly, you know, attached to whatever the person's being accused of, so if it's only 5 months or 90 days in jail or something, they don't have to give you a jury trial anymore.
They can murder them here in Colorado. That's what we found out from Eastern Kentucky University doing case studies, murders and cover-ups. You want us to do our job. Get to that. Give that number everywhere, 703-697-9121. It's 24/7. You don't have to wait for someone to be in attendance. These Vickers... We could do a seminar on why you don't want to deal with the Catholic Church. As a matter of fact,
Here's the thing. The paper holders on this nation are the Vatican Bank, the Rothschilds, and the Bank of England, and the royal families who hold the big blocks of stock in those banks. And so, listen, bottom line, long and short, I know the Vickers are a little, well, I wouldn't say they're beneath. I would say they're your ecclesiastic generals. They're called Vicar Generals for a reason. They're that level. So, and the Trump and Hillary, who did they go flank on either side? Was the cardinal. They always answer to the bishop. The Vatican has way more power over our government than you realize. Most generals will have to defer to a vicar general if push came to shove. Now, the order might have to be given from Rome itself, but you can be assured that the archbishops are way more powerful than the senators, congressmen, and presidents.
If you want me to talk about something, 93, President Clinton met on the runway, the old runway here in Denver, with the Pope in his plane. The two planes landed. We saw this whole thing unfold, and he met and sucked up to the Pope on World Youth Day.
Oh, yeah. They bend right down. They bend right over and grab their ankles and kiss the ring of that Pope there. No, you wouldn't catch me doing that for nothing. No, anybody who does that's insane. And I didn't really like seeing, I mean, I know Trump had to kind of play along with the program to get in, or if he's alienated too many people, he might not have got elected, and I'm hoping this works out. But him and Hillary were both there at the Catholic Family, at the Catholic Charities banquet, where there was the cardinal and the archbishop and all the vicars and all the media people and all your local and national politicians, and they all go to kiss that ring of either the Pope or one of his emissaries.
You didn't hear about this. Bubba's the anointed one. We told this to U.S. Defense Intelligence. They lived right against that church where Pope 23 stayed. Bubba wasn't there in 93, but Scouty was. That was where he stayed. They had the Secret Service check in the building. They put up a green fence. We call it the Church of the Immaculate Deception, the Arch Nemesis.
This is why we need our military so desperately to come home. That's what we're going to do.
That's why you're phoning the National Command. It all works out. We're the prime witnesses against
these. Okay, there you go. I was going to ask you that. No, that's important. No, hold on. That's important because when you give out a number for people to call, you know, they're going to want to be like, well, what am I going to say when I call this? What's the point? You know, okay, so there it is. How about that? That's really simple, and you got the high moral high ground there. Bring our troops home and bring them home now. We have domestic enemies that need to be put in the cages that they built for us patriots.
Yeah, that's going to happen. Bubba Scout Rev War Plan. It's not our war plan, but it's under our name from the United States Army War College, the elite of the military. Since 1775, they've had a Continental Army. It got better and better. But they're the elite of the war. Instead of picking on Mr. Leader of the Free World, don't go over to foreign nations that got nukes and annoy them and tell them how tough America is. Don't do that. Just turn us loose here, and you can get whatever you want around. Everybody will see them kicking the, you know, they'll be stomping the hell out of these guineas here in Colorado. And then they don't have to say anything. We'll be putting America in order by military force, and we'll hang out a sign. You don't even have to build a wall. They'll say, if you don't get invited here, don't show up. And everybody will listen. But you got to do, it's called street etiquette. You bring the troops, you pound the hell out of these guineas. I'm telling you what works. And then he doesn't have to go around the world insulting world leaders with nukes. You know, if he says he's going to be tough on bargaining, he doesn't even have to do that. He'll show up, hello, Mr. President. If you don't see it in the contract, just ask for it. That's what they'll do. When they see you stomping these lowlifes, something like you said, you're going to have to do something here with troops at home. And we got it all set to go. We're the only ones. We figured it, just like we used it. When we call back U.S. Justice Department, Criminal Division, their number is 202-514-2601. We know it because we phoned them. That's where we got the false prosecution guidelines. And we told them, hey, that worked for us. This is before we had it at the U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency. We're telling them, hey, that worked for us. They said to us, what are you talking about? I said, you gave us these guidelines. They said, we never heard of that. Are you kidding me? That's what the criminal division, after they gave it to us, they disavowed ever hearing about it. It was a task force of the FBI, Guineas, and the Justice Department around America at the time that we found out about. And we got it, and we've applied it. And it not only worked, the stupid prosecutor in this Jefferson County, Colorado, who it's on Amazon, the dirty Jefferson County, gave us a total evidence against them with their fingerprints all over it, a blueprint inside their skulls, and they put it right in the pocket of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. That's how stupid they are, and they can't get it from it. They can't. There's nothing they can. That's why we're federal military. They're screwed. And you want to finish this, by telling them you want Boy Scout Reb War Plan. That's why you can be polite about it. We curse them out. I do. Bubba was in the background saying some stuff, but not usually. But you can be polite. Say, hey, we pay taxes. We ain't seen a victory in 15 years. Oh, we'll give you one. This will be better than going to the Arabian Peninsula, Afghanistan. This'll take. Because, well, you know, these punks have been pushing people around for decades. Why is everyone afraid of the people they pay to protect them? That's a good question. Why does everybody say they got to buy?
I have a lot more faith in our confidence in our military right now to put an end to all these violations of our fundamental freedoms than I do the local and state police. These guys around here, I mean, time after time, I see them do things that are absolutely ungodly, screaming at people at road stops, setting up roadblocks, you know, taking people's property at traffic stops. I mean, it's ungodly.
Get us involved. Very little public service. They're going to be used against you. If you don't use them against those punks, they'll set something up where they're called in on their side. Then you're screwed. You don't want that.
There you go.
We're ahead. That's what we're doing. We said, "We don't. What's this mad dog? It sounds like he's got rabies." That's what we said to the Secretary of Defense. He said, "We want Al the Hun. We want a barbarian to deal with these savages." That's how we talk to the Pentagon. You don't have to talk like that. We said, we're barbaric.
All right,
give that number out, please.
You give your number again, and then we're going to squeeze in a couple of words, and then we're coming up to the end of the show. What's the number you want people to call to tell them to bring our troops home? We need them here. We've got a far greater threat to our freedom domestically than we do overseas right now. Bring them home.
703-697-9121. I'll repeat it again. It's on the internet under Bubba Scout Reb, under Bubba Scout Reb War on Google Plus. It's all over the place. 703-697-9121. 24/7. And just say Bubba Scout Reb. Starts with B, ends with B. It's the USA call sign. Bubba Scout Reb War Plan. Because you want a victory. That's all. And you can make up. Hey, you're paying taxes. And if you ever want me to discuss the Anointed One, Bubba, what happened to that Catholic? That Catholic Church was dealt with by the Almighty. That one of the, we call it the two horns of Lucifer. It was splattered by a lightning bolt. If you ever want me to talk about that, we told it to the U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency. She picked up a piece of that, and it was glowing. It was hit by a cloud, came over and blasted that place. That shows you the Almighty don't like them. And people,
there you go.
Around the world, because there were people commenting to, hey, the Pope stayed there. What the? That place was, they rebuilt it and put a lightning ground in that tower that got hit.
Like you said, the Almighty's not happy with it. It ain't happening. Hey, Reb, thanks for the call. I want to squeeze in one more.
Yeah, give that number out. Make us do our obligation and win the war. We're barbaric, and the enemy gets dead to hell. Win the war.
All right, buddy. Thanks. We have someone else, Mike? Yeah, Fred in Pennsylvania. You got about 5 minutes, Fred. Take it away.
Okay. First of all, Eric, what is your full name, if I could ask? Can you spell that out? I'm not...
Sure, my full name is Eric, E-R-I-C. My middle name is Hughes, H-U-G-H-E-S, and my last name is Jones. So it's Eric Hughes Jones.
My website
is courtroomwatch.org.
Okay, I have been listening now. There is great information, and sometimes too much, but there is great information. Now, the gentleman last, his name was Reb, and he was from Johnson County, Colorado. Is that correct?
I think he's from Jefferson County, Colorado.
Well, yeah, I will say this. Yeah. I will say that you do have a situation of the county people. It's sort of like a It's sort of like a gang by default. This is the normal state of affairs, and it's in counties where a lot of people, a lot of the hosts on talk radio are saying to get involved. But I think you get stung if you get involved with these disreputable people. I mean, where can you get involved and where shouldn't you get involved locally?
Well,
if that's the method you want to use.
Yeah, I hear you. I understand. I think I know where you're coming from, which is you don't want to take your activism to the level that's going to get you immediately incarcerated, at which point you won't do anybody any good. So I like to keep it what is kind of, you know, and plus you're going to scare away a lot of the public if you do stuff that's unpalatable, like get in their face and scream, you know, that too much, there's a limit, but you got to push it at the same time. I like what I said before. Go to courtroomwatch.org. Find the jury nullification flyer. Post that sucker everywhere. Carry a pile of them in your car. Every time you see a place where you can put one on a tree at the park where you walk your dog, put one there. Put one on the coffee shop. Put up on the internet. Post it on Facebook. Get the word of jury nullification out. That's what allowed the Bundys recently in Oregon to walk away from the trial and not guilty. The jury got the message. The people were writing it on the sidewalk in chalk, wearing T-shirts, passing out flyers. We got the word out when there was a unified alternative media push for jury nullification word to get out there at the courthouse.
Okay, Hello, Eric. I want to say that I actually did that. I actually put that into practice. I was called to serve on a jury three times, on the third time, I went back into court because they wanted to... The judge wanted to question me in a criminal case that they needed a jury for. They wanted to question me to possibly be a juror. And I said that I felt as though I had the inherent right to question the arrest of a citizen. That I had the right to question the arrest of a citizen, not just the... facts concerning his actions after his arrest.
Right.
The things that were alleged. But the judge was practically fell out of his chair.
Oh, they do.
I don't think he ever heard anybody talking like that. I'm glad I did talk like that.
Well, we need to multiply. If we need to force multiply you and everybody else who thinks like us. Patriots are still in the, you know, activist patriots are still in the minority. But once
again, it works. By the way, it works.
And you're going to plant that seed in somebody else, Fred, and they're going to run with it and get the word out to 100 or 1,000 people, and you won't know really how much good you did. Maybe even until the day we pass. But so hang in there and realize that you're doing a lot more than you know if you can get those flyers out there in public view.
Yep.
Fred, thank you so much. And Reb in Colorado, thanks for the call. That was another awesome call from you tonight. Thanks for Keith being with us. We'll get to you more on the self-governing county in the near future. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer sitting in for Tom on Resurrect the Republic, being broadcast on the RBN Network. See you next time.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.